And because we have been talking about Indigenous wisdom, Indigenous knowledge, and for thousands of years before what we consider modern civilization, the planet was populated by the Indigenous. And take a moment to connect with the pieces and parts of your Akash that hold Indigenous wisdom and knowledge. And as you connect to your Indigenous wisdom and knowledge, are there any messages that Indigenous aspect of yourself wishes to communicate with you? And you don't need to hear or feel the answer immediately, but just allow for the possibility of receiving communication from your wise, ancestral, Indigenous self. And now, allow yourself to release any ideas of expectations of how you will receive it, because that request is in the field and it will come to you as you need it. And right now, the message of Kryon is being delivered to you, and there is an answer for you to receive.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, I will say that spirit is not in a vacuum, is not in the dark, that the love of God is everywhere. The love of spirit, the creative source, is always with you, always with you. This is a theme that we have repeated and repeated now for 31 years. And yet sometimes it's not understood or appreciated or known. It's like God stands on a wall or on the other side of the wall or something you have to get to or go through in order to be heard. It's not that way. This is a healing meeting. And in a little while, again, I will give you the meditation which takes you across the bridge, as we always do. It's a sameness that you can count on. It's a consistency of energy where you can sit in a chair and feel the love of those around you. But right now, in this particular channel, I want to do something similar. On the planet, at this moment, there are so many suffering. And it's a different kind of suffering. There's always suffering at some place on the planet, but right now, it's different. For you truly are in the middle of a 2020 year of the virus. And in that, society has been disrupted. The normalcy that you had is gone for now. It will return, dear ones. It will return differently, dear ones. And we have discussed that. I'm not here again to review the reasons for the virus. I want to talk about those who are suffering because of the virus, and I'm not talking about medically at all. I want to talk about those who are in distraught, can't sleep at night, have had things happen in their lives because of this, or have had things happen in their lives that seems accidental to this, but it still lays on them in a heavy way. There are many leaving the planet right now. There are many leaving the planet right now that have nothing to do with the virus. History will show that the death rate, apart from the virus, is a bit higher than normal. I've said it before, that when your body is in fear, anxiety, stress, dear ones, it may sound a bit dramatic, but it starts to shut down, a slow shutdown. You start dying as soon as you start fearing on a regular basis, and your life will not be as long. That's how important it is to get out of fear. We've spoken of how disappointing it is that those who would lead you, meaning that informed press that you have, would lead you into information often gives you fear. And so you're surrounded not only by a situation which is troubling and anxiety-ridden, but to make it worse, those you would go to for support or information perhaps in your press or those you would trust would have no good news for you. The combination of that is unhealthy, to say the least. And so many right now are in that position. So I want to talk about that for you. And I want you to come with me. Come a little closer. And I want to tell you something. We'll start with this story. My partner once asked a commercial pilot. He was getting on a plane and he asked the commercial pilot, he says, "What keeps you going? You have bad days and good days and all that. And your schedule, I see, is really, you're flying all the time. What really keeps you going?" And the pilot smiled and he said, "We learned a long time ago, many of us, that no matter what kind of a day we're having, that when we get above the clouds, the sun is always shining." It's true. If you've ever taken off from an airport in a commercial flight and there's storms and dark clouds, when you get above the clouds, it's a nice day. And what he was trying to say and did was that it's always a nice day where he was going to go, above the clouds. I would like to use this metaphor for you to cognize something, no matter how you're feeling at this moment. The love, compassion, caring is always there. It doesn't go away because you're having a bad day. It's always there. You tend to build a wall in your depression. Very common. The wall of depression, anxiety, fear starts to block you from all good things. It takes away your feeling of peace, laughter. Starts to change a good name, a good, I would say, personality to one that isn't. It starts to change who you are, and you know that. It's interesting what depression will do. You're either losing weight or you're gaining weight, but you're not staying the same. And you know that something is different, and you know what it is. So let's go someplace, you and I, just for a moment. You're going to hear the circle of 12, just like you always did. But I want to give you something similar. As you just sit there, do you give permission for this anxiety, this fear, this lack of peace to change? Do you or not? You'll notice that at every single channel, whether it's crossing the bridge or that's just a meditation, the first thing we do is we ask you whether it's okay. And that is because there is a free choice that is needed. Gone are the days, dear ones, when you're simply going to sit in the chair and be visited by the angel of peace. You're going to have to say, I give permission. You're not going to have someone else do it for you, dear ones. You're going to do it yourself, but not with grand and great effort, no stairs to climb, just permission. Do you give permission to change right now, to find some joy where you didn't before? And if you do, let me take you there, to a place where you can sit, take a breath. And I want you to know that the arms of Spirit are going to open those clouds of doom right now. Because you've given permission, you've also told your cellular structure that it doesn't have to go into dis-ease. It doesn't have to go into that place which is unhealthy. And it will start cooperating with you as soon as you've given permission, because now you sit in a place that you didn't before. And I want you to envision, if you wish, all of the entities that you can even imagine that you would respect. All of those masters and all of those angels who have come through the gloom, because you see, it's a sunny day on the other side. That means there's joy and compassion and love and all those things that you wanted to have, and they're coming through that clouds, and you are the target today. Can you feel this? Can you understand where I'm going with this? And they are headed for your chair right now because you have said yes. Dear Spirit, I am not a victim anymore of this planet. I am not a victim of this world. Things don't happen to me. At some level, you have given permission because you've closed that hole in the clouds for random things to take place instead of being shielded by that beautiful idea that there is a consciousness in you that actually is seen by God. They're here now. They're at that chair. They're where you are. And right now, I want you to feel their arms around you. And if you could hear them saying anything at all, they'd say, why did you wait so long? Why did you wait so long? Here, let me lift you up. Here, let me take you for a moment above those clouds. Let me show you that the sun is always shining. Let me show you that there is joy here, that we care about you, we know your name, and we love you. We love you. And if they could give you a message, it would say, don't let the clouds close over you. Don't let it happen. When the channel is finished, I want you to feel and understand that the paradigm of life that you have chosen is not the one, necessarily, that you're supposed to be in. That you are supposed to be in joy, in maturity, no matter what has happened. Even if you've lost a loved one, even if it's only days old, you can grieve and still be joyful that you're on the other side of the clouds. And in that position, you'll even understand and hear those who've loved and lost suddenly join you and say, yes, we are on the other side of the clouds as well. There is so much that your consciousness can do to get out of that unhealthy position. And don't be surprised if things start to get better in your life, because only you've given permission for them to get better. This is healing 101, dear ones, which is an expression for the elementary teaching of how to heal yourself. And the first is to feel the love of the Creator is still there. It didn't go away. The idea that God somehow doesn't know you or hasn't seen you or has forsaken you is something you made up, you did, or something was told to you. It's always a sunny day. The love of God is always there if you would allow it, if you allow it. We're going to come back in a little bit and start the circle of 12. Dear ones, God knows your name. That ought to tell you everything. And so it is.